Okay, let's go to James Morris from the RFS. James, New South Wales and Queensland have, it's all gone to hell in the last couple of days, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it certainly has, Stephen. Obviously, we've seen absolutely tremendous fire activity right across New South Wales, very unprecedented conditions. We've never seen fires this time of year. 17 emergency warnings in place throughout most of today. So it is just unspeakable to see what kind of conditions these firefighters and communities are up against today. We are seeing a change move up through the coast now, but unfortunately that change is bringing with it some fairly strong winds, which will push these fires that have been burning in somewhat mostly in easterly direction today, now in a northerly, northeasterly direction, which can obviously put a lot more communities at risk.
So you said 17 emergency warnings. From what I can see on the map, there's one sort of around the Gloucester Taree area, is about the southernmost, but then it goes all the way up through to past Coffs Harbour. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So all the way up to around Nambucca and the likes. It's essentially, if you look, from as you said, Taree, right up to the border, out across to Glen Innes, that's sort of the area that we're talking about. Now, obviously, that Glen Innes, Tenerfield, Armidale area has seen, more than 10 weeks of bushfires and scrub fires burning out there, and it's just never-ending for them. Obviously, people right across the east coast or the northeastern coast there being hammered over the last 48 hours or so, but even over the last couple of weeks, we saw the Linfield Road fire, which has been burning for a significant amount of time in peat fuels just near the Port Macquarie Airport there. Now, that went back up to emergency warning today due to that increased threat. So it's certainly challenging conditions for firefighters out there.
So what's the message to people living in those areas where the emergency warnings are in place?
You look, for those people who are living in those areas where we are seeing those, I believe it's down to now 16 emergency warnings, is to seek shelter as the fire approaches. It is too late to leave. We don't want people trying to travel on the roads and get to what their identified safer places in their plan, because the fires are moving very quickly, and we don't want a significant amount, obviously, of people trying to travel to get to that location to be overrun by the fire.
And there was, this afternoon, the Pacific Highway had been closed in both directions just north of Bulladela. Has that been reopened yet?
No, look, I don't believe it has yet. Obviously, that is likely to close as well at short notice. So it's important that people continue to monitor the live traffic website for the latest in updates on road closures. And obviously, for those more localised roads, those smaller streets, make sure you check on local council websites as well.
Yeah, okay. So the rfs.nsw.gov.au is the main site, and then, of course, the council websites for road closures, and we'll bring you updates. James, if anything happens throughout the course of the night, give us a buzz and we'll let people know.
Yeah, we certainly will. And just a bit of an update just on a recent emergency alert we're in the process of sending out now. This is in relation to the Hillville Road fire on the mid-coast area. Now, that we have just seen an emergency alert issued for localities of Old Bar, Wallabies Point, Purfleet, Taree South and Tanoni. Now, that's due to that weather change coming through, bringing those south-southwesterly winds. Our message for those residents is to seek shelter as that fire approaches.
Okay. All right, James. Well, I'm sure we'll probably talk to you throughout the course of the night. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
Thanks, James. That's James Morris from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. We'll try and get an update on what's happening in Queensland as well. But if you're in those areas that James just spoke about, look, keep an eye on the RFS website, and we'll put information as it comes to hand up on our Facebook page as well. But our thoughts go out to everybody in those areas, and particularly to the fireys that are out there fighting these fires. It's just an extraordinary situation when you look at the map of where these fires are burning, particularly across New South Wales, but also Queensland. It's just absolutely extraordinary. 13, 27, 10.